We're doing in chapter 74, and we're up to subsection 2. Yesterday we learned that one must have a separation between his heart and his private parts when he's going to do Shema or read the davening or say brachos. You must have a separation. But now in Siv Bei subsection 2, he says, Afilu im liboy mechusa bebeget, even if you have a garment over your heart. Because one of the things that we learned over there is that we need to have a separation between your heart and the erva. That's the private that we call the erva. You have to have a separation. But here, even if your heart is covered the garment, but tzorich shetehei ervos gam ki mechusa, but you also must make sure that your erva is also covered up. V'imhu megula, but if that is open, osur likros min haTorah, it is prohibited to read from the Torah. Afilu im hechzir ponov mimena shelo yirenu, even if you turn your face, you can't see it. Oy sha'otzam enov, or you close your eyes, you have to be covered. If you're not covered, even though you're not seeing it, even if you turn around your face, it's still prohibited from the Torah. Why? Because Shari Loi Nemar Loi Tira Ervas Dover. He says the wording, doesn't say you shall not see the Ervas Dover, but it says Elo Loi Yiroa B'choy, should not be seen to you, which means Koloimer, which is interpreted as Shetehei Mechusa Be'inyan Shloitehei Nira La'acharayim Adetzloi. It has to be covered in such a way so that it will not be visible to another person who is next to you. Lefikach.
Is that why they wear that belt?
That's why. Right. That's where the gartel, everything else. We talked about like, right?
Does everyone, is that?
So we say, unless, you know, so we say we can get away. You can wear a regular belt, or if you have a separation. I mean, if you're wearing pants.
My father-in-law puts that black belt.
Gartel. It's called a gartel.
What's it called, gart?
A gartel. In Yiddish, it's a Yiddish, a gartel. Okay?
So that's to separate.
That's to separate. But that's an addition. Even if you have a separation, you still put on the garment because that's an additional preparation, additional right. Separation. So he says like this, Lefikoch, therefore, Hoy med bebeis arum, if a person who's standing in his house and he's undressed, and then v'hoitzi roishe chutz l'chalon, then he sticks his head outside of the window, Shaloi yira ervasi, so he's not going to be able to see his erva. So his erva is in the house, and his face is outside of the window.
It's called exhibitionism.
Alpha P, no.
You get arrested
no,
for that.
Yeah.
She says she wants to call. You know, some of the people go to the mikveh over here in the lake. You know, when it's so they go in and they dip themselves. So they says this lady calls up. She says, "I just saw this guy's running around."
They
covered themselves up. He says, "Afal pi shekisa liboi bebeget," and even you covered your heart with a clothing. So your head is outside, and your heart is covered, but you're still not dressed. Can I bebeget? How does that lo yikra? Since his erva is revealed and it's visible in the home. Now, he says, Avol hayoshin orim bikilo, shein agova yutvachim, one who sleeps without clothes in a kilo. A kilo is a canopy kind of a bed that has over the bed, but the stipulation is it's not 10 tvachim high. So it's not, it's just a short over him. And then you take your head outside of it. And he also covered his heart with a garment. Even though in the kila, in the bed, his erva is visible. That's considered like covering with a garment. That kilo, that covering, that canopy that's above the bed is considered like a garment, as if you covered yourself with a garment. Since it's not 10 tefachim high, it's not considered an area enough. It's like a covering. It's close enough to your body that is considered like a garment over you. Shame kisola, it's a canopy. It's called a covering on it. It's a doim lebayis. That would not be like a separate home. Shuchelik reshus laatzmai. That is a domain by itself. Over there, if the erevitz is visible, it's prohibited. So if you're in the house and not dressed, then stick out your head and cover, that wouldn't help. But if you're under this kilo, this canopy, and that cover, and it's not 10 tefachim high, then it's okay. But what happens, if it's higher than 10 tefachim? Then it's considered like a house already by itself, then it wouldn't help, because then it's not considered anymore a cover. And then you're laying, your erva is visible in an area. Under 10 tefachim, it's not considered an area. It's already in a house, and then that would not suffice. Now, again, so you're going to ask, why are we talking about this? Why don't we just put on a pair of pants or yoga?
Pajamas.
Put on pajamas, cover yourself up.
Sure.
So, now, one of the rationales behind it, you can say is, well, the people doesn't want to get out of bed. You know, again, I'm not sure, but probably I'm going to assume that some people, like to sleep without their clothes on altogether or whatever the case is. But I'm going to assume now that the person is getting late. He has to read the Shema. He's lazy. He doesn't want to get out of bed. So he just wants to stick his head out, do the Shema, and go back to sleep. So, you know, he doesn't want to bother with getting up. So it can be various different scenarios. But then we'll continue to learn about now what happens if you have, a play in front of you, you have urine in front of you, or others. We're going to continue learning these laws as we go on. Sorry about that, these laws, but those are laws here. We got to know them.